Meeting to order at 6 p.m. Okay. Approval of the minutes for January 2023.
Motion to approve.
It's got a motion.
I second it.
Awesome. Any discussion? All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Anyone opposed, say no. Okay. Approved. Appearance of interested citizens, and we did not put a sign-in sheet. So we would love to see if there's anyone who wants to come up. Rhonda, come on up. If you can state your name, that would be very helpful.
Good evening. I'm Rhonda Rich, and I'm president of the West Kaiser Neighborhood Association again this year. We had elections in January. And so we have a full board, which is exciting. Chris Adams is our vice president. Carolyn Holman's the secretary. And Carol Phipps is also on the board. And Rob Witters, Art Maurer, and Gary Blake. And so at our February board meeting, because we meet once the first Thursday of every month, I asked the board if who would like to be a contact for like the Parks Board and Traffic Safety and Planning Commission. So I had board members who have been coming to these meetings and stepped up and said, I'd like to be the contact person. And then I asked if a couple other people too would, so we wouldn't all have to go to all the meetings. And then they come back and, you know, they share at your meetings, report to your meetings, and then come back to the board meetings or the general meetings too, and bring information back to us. So Carol and her husband Dennis back here are the contact people for Parks Board. And I'm sure Carolyn will be coming too, and myself. But I just, you know, Dennis is at the parks like at least once a month, putting up our brochures and the little boxes. And so it's just more eyes on the parks. We feel we don't want you to feel like we're coming in and saying, oh, you know, this isn't being done, or, you know, complaining about stuff. We want to help out, so like we've been doing. And so, I haven't been down to Palmacia lately, but yeah, we're just excited about that park this year. So Carol's going to.
Yes. So last year, last spring, I guess it was, you guys dumped off a bunch of bark dust at Palmacia Park, and we spread it around. And so we were asking if possibly that could happen again, and we could spread some more. Is that a possibility?
Can you go a little louder?
Oh, I'm sorry. So bark dust for Palmacia Park, we're volunteering once again to put some more out if that can be provided in the spring.
Refresh my memory, was that bark dust or wood chips?
It was wood chips. My understanding, it was the stuff that was cut down and then shipped on site.
Yeah, we need to do some more. About the same amount?
Yes, because we want to cover the same area again, because it gets packed it down. And also, there is one picnic table down there, and I didn't know if there was another picnic table running someplace that could be put down, so we could maybe have an extra, have two picnic tables.
Yeah, I'm currently working on trying to find some volunteers to build some picnic tables, possibly even through the Parks Matching Grant Program. So as soon as we get some new tables built, I think we should have enough. One more could go down to Palmacia.
Okay.
Why not?
Perfect. And then I just wanted to thank the parks for putting up a new, like a frontage sign on Willamette Manor on Fifth Avenue. They planted a few little plants and put a nice sign up, and it looks really nice. So thank you.
Awesome. Thank you guys so much. Other interested citizens? Seeing no one run up, I'm going to go ahead and move on. Okay. new and old business, park reports, Mike.
Went by Sunset Park yesterday. Looked really good. There's grounds clear. I can tell you guys have been doing a great job there, Robert and your crew. The benches look nice. another further up than they usually are during the summer, but nonetheless, they're still in positions where people can kind of sit and watch the park. And I always go by there in the evening. It's kind of an after work thing, and it always just looks great. And I mean, there's a reason why it's called Sunset Park. So it looked great. I went by Bob Newton today, and it looks really good. I walked around the toy, everything looks intact. The tennis court, the only thing that was out of place there was a teenager smoking, but other than that, it actually looked really good too.
Okay, thank you. Moving right along. Clay.
Yeah, I've been by both parks in the last couple weeks. I am on a regular basis because of where I live near Bear Park. It looks great. No issues that I've seen. Because it's surrounded by houses, it's pretty well kept after. Things look good.
Okay. Matthew is not here. Anybody been to Kaiser Little League or Northview for an update? Okay, Matt.
Yeah, so I've been spending a little more time up by Clear Lake. My son and I have been gone up there and playing wall ball. And if you don't remember what that is, look it up. It's a lot of fun. We've been going over around the forest area and kind of keeping an eye out there. You know, kids stacking trees, branches, and moving around and stuff, but Natural Park, it's doing what it's supposed to be doing. Not a lot of problems there.
The skate park?
After all these years, you know, Chalmers Jones, apologize for the speech issue. You know, it's always being used, and, you know, there were some kids out there when I pulled up and behaving themselves for the most part, but we came through here a couple weekends ago and picked up a bunch of trash. There was some kids having a little more fun they probably needed to, and I say kids, probably in the 12 to 14 year range, and leaving all kinds of trash sitting out. And once they saw us actually picking some stuff up, one of the kids with the conscience came over and said, "Can I help?" I said, "Well, yeah, this is probably some of your stuff." Yeah, it is. So he came over and started picking some stuff up. So, yeah, good times.
Kaiser Rapids. You said you had an update.
Well, I do, but I was going to give other people an option. Kaiser Rapids is always beautiful. I mean, Robert, your people have been clearing some of the bank debris down closer to the neighborhoods. That looks beautiful. People are commenting on it. That semi-dangerous cottonwood is now safely on the ground so that nobody's going to get smushed in the summer. The trails look nice. The disc golf people have been putting down some chips in some of the muddy bits. And there's just a ton of people there all the time. So, nothing to complain about. It's a beautiful park.
So, anyone else want to add anything to Kaiser Rapids? Nope. Okay, Parks grant money. We have an update. We have a 9,400 remaining of the 15,000. Can you remind me the timeline for that?
It needs to be, the projects need to be finished by June 30th.
June 30th.
Yep.
Okay.
So we're getting out of the wire on that one.
So
definitely encourage all of you to be talking to people, and if you hear anyone that has an interesting project that you think fits the criteria, have them come in and make a pitch. They can fill out some paperwork ahead of time if they want to get the ball rolling quicker. Mm-hmm. And I know we have some picnic tables we could use some volunteers to build. Mm-hmm. That's just one project, but there's all kinds of things we've seen happen over the years.
Wonderful. Yes.
So can I get the paperwork on that? I'm wondering if we can earmark some of that for some of the pickleball courts that are coming, that we can get some of the required things, like you need lock boxes, you need windscreens, you need things that may not, I mean, I don't know if they're going to fit within the criteria, but it'd be nice to at least approach the topic.
I'll send you the paperwork, and then we can talk about that some more. Some of those might not And some of those things also might be able to be funded, if it's pretty standard for a court, it could be funded through the build of the court at that time.
Okay.
So this was a call to action, City of Kaiser and our citizens, if you have a parks project, let's get some stuff together and let's spend the money and beautify our parks. So, wonderful. Staff report.
Yeah. As Lisa was saying, there's been a lot of people using our parks on the sunny days, even in the wintertime, they're out and about. We notice it with all the garbage that we empty on Monday mornings, and it's rather shocking sometimes. You know, we leave for 2 days and come back, and we're like, whoa, what happened? But it's good to see. It seems like everywhere, we just continue to use our parks at a higher rate than they used to be, so that's awesome. We've had a lot of continued graffiti in various areas. The skate park and Clydegate were hit again, and Bob Newton was hit really bad. We're just continuing to remove and paint over and do what we can with that. Turf was damaged at Clydegate Creek for the second time. Cars keep driving out there and squirreling around and making ruts and flinging grass everywhere, and then they track it all out through the parking lot out on the road. That's always fun to clean up. And then we've had a lot of tree work done recently. Kaiser Rapids, Wallace House, Meadows, Lanham Manor are the four main areas we've had tree work done, and then we've got a little bit more scheduled for Ben Miller coming up. So it's kind of a good time of year to do the winter pruning, take care of some hazards, some trees that we've been noticing some issues with. So just trying to keep our trees as safe as possible and be proactive with that. So that's all I got. Yes?
I was down at Wallace House today, and there's a cottonwood has fallen across the path down by the river.
Yeah, down below. Leaving that until springtime, see what the river does, and if it's still there, end of the spring, we'll cut it out of the way.
Okay. Any updates or timelines to park equipment being updated? I know that you had had it in the budget. Are there any specifics or timelines for, like, Ben Miller?
So that project will take place this spring, and then our goal is to have that wrapped up by June 30th.
Sweet. Still on time.
It looks like it's going to be on time. A lot of that, it's going to have the new playground and the rubberized surfacing. Rubberized surfacing can't get poured until the weather meets certain criteria. So kind of learned a lesson at Clydegate, if you will. They were unable to get that poured in timely manner, and so it kind of sat all winter under construction. So we're trying not to go down that road again if we don't have to. Ben Miller, especially with the amount of foot traffic that goes through there on a daily basis while school's in session. Our goal is April, May, June construction wrapped up by the end of June.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Wonderful. Okay. Welcome back, Councillor Kohler.
Welcome back. Where have I been?
You weren't here for a while. You were connected to this group, but you're back.
Yeah, I think I just came as a visitor. I was filling in with others. I've never had an official assignment until
this
year.
Oh, you haven't? Well, then you did come often before then.
I came because I'm concerned about parks, and I appreciate all the work that y'all do. And I feel like that parks is a big part of Kaiser. So I'm pleased to be back.
Awesome. Welcome.
On an official assignment.
Yay.
This is easy. This is Valentine's Day. I'm going to see if we set the record. I have no further comments.
Sounds good. I don't know. We've had some pretty good meetings. Okay. So other business, we have the board meeting report to council. It sounds like Lisa's going to take that on for Mike.
Thank you, Lisa.
Yeah. So definitely she takes coffee. Cards or cash.
Okay.
So just put that out there. The other thing that I didn't talk about last month is a thank you to David. We blew through business, and I didn't even thank him for the time that you were here as the chair, and I wanted to appreciate David for his commitment to leading the charge and helping out. Usually Matt is really good about reminding me to say the thank you and say that, but I just wanted to take some time and say, David, we appreciate your time and commitment, and as we shift, I appreciated you. So thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah. Any other business items? Yes.
Yeah, so I just want to echo that, Tanya. I know last year David was our vice chair, and you know, David kind of steered the ship through some very, very hard times in a few years, working through the parks fee discussion. He's been there through a lot. I think, what, 15 years, David, on this committee? Long time. And Councillor Kohler, we're glad to have him here. He's been a special guest star a few times, but Councillor Kohler is the one that sort of brainchild of the idea of doing the youth grant and has been responsible for probably, I'd say, at a low end, a half a dozen Eagle Scout projects that have been directly utilizing some of this funding. While he is understating his excitement for being with Parks, we're glad to have him here because he's had a direct impact on that. Speaking of Parks, I think Tanya brought up a little bit ago, so I think it's April 22nd. Yeah, so April 22nd, City of Kaiser and a whole bunch of just really great, smart people are going to be doing this Earth Day project down at Kaiser Rapids. There's going to be a lot more details to come on that, but right now, from the Watershed Council's side, we've typically held that time of year to do our Soggy Day in the Park, but you know, it's a lot of planning, a lot of work to goes into that project, and right now with the legislative session going on, it's a big need. So if we want to see the Soggy Day project go forward, I'm going to definitely need some help from people that want to A, do some fundraising, B, find some, just be involved to help out with that project. You know, normally myself and, you know, one or two other people have carried the full load on that. It's a lot, and if I'm just being totally honest, I don't have the time. But I want it to happen. Jenny's going to do such a great job with the Earth Day thing, and it's going to be sort of a full, all-encompassing day. I think it's going to run about 9 to 1 or so. So just keep your ear to the ground on that, and we'll get some more details out there. But if you're interested in helping out with any part of it, whether it's with the City of Kaiser or some of those other groups that are coming in, or you want to help with the Soggy Day side, let me know or reach out to Jenny Amon with the City of Kaiser and let her know. It's going to be a lot of fun. So looking forward to it.
And we would love to see participation from this group if you're interested. So no pressure, but if you want, by show of yes, Gwen, I got one. I'm going to help. That's two. Okay, so if you change your mind, we're gonna be asking for some help with that. The other thing that Jenny shared is during spring break, Salem Kaiser School District is going to be hosting a scavenger hunt for families outside to learn about World Water Day. So during the month of March, or sorry, the timeline of March 24th to April 3rd, they're going to be hiding up to five, or totaling five 2D water droplets. I don't know what it is, but it sounds, anytime that they put something in the park and I get to find it, I think it's cool. So 2D water droplets, they're specifically going to be hidden at Kaiser Rapid Parts and the Wheatland Ferry, and then a few other parks. So more information to come. There's a press release that will share all of the information and how to find more about it. But again, really cool, innovative environmental team here at City of Kaiser, kind of getting us excited and in parks, and also, of course, just learning about things. So stay tuned. Okay. Next board meeting, Tuesday, March 14th. That's all I have. Everybody looks up. We're done.
I says 2D. I don't know what that means.